This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Learn Polish.
I wish I could take Max with me when I go to Poland. What's the Polish word for dog?
It's pies. And I know for a fact that your cousin Bruno loves dogs too. That's another thing you two can chat about.
Cool, okay, so dog is pies. But how can I tell Bruno about Max?
You can say, mam psa, nazywa się Max. I have a dog, his name is Max.
I'm not sure I'll remember all of that.
Sure you can, just break it down into easy chunks.
Okay, the first part was... mam psa.
That's right, mam psa means I have a dog.
Ah, okay. And then the next bit was, that's it, nazywa się Max. Its name is Max.
Got it. But there are many more animals than just dogs to talk about. I'm pretty sure Bruno has a cat. The word for cat is kot.
That's pretty easy. Maybe he has an elephant.
That's swan. But I'm fairly sure your auntie Basia hasn't got room for one of those. You can ask someone if they have any pets by saying, czy masz jakieś zwierzęta?
Czy masz jakieś zwierzęta?
But remember, never touch animals unless the owners say it's okay.
Good idea. How do I do that?
Say, can I pat it? Czy mogę pogłaskać?
Czy mogę pogłaskać? That's not so hard.
If they don't want you to, they'll say no. That's nie. But with a bit of luck, the owner will say tak. That's yes.
Are you sure I can't take Max? He'd love to meet some Polish pets.
I'm sure. Don't forget he hasn't got a passport.
Check out these phrases and more online at funkidslive.com. Everyone can learn Polish in collaboration with the Polish Cultural Institute.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.